Today's great Queenslander is an institution. It's credited with kickstarting the careers of Billy Brown and Geoffrey Rush. It's the Queensland Theatre Company, or now Queensland Theatre, and artistic director Lee Lewis is here. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Spencer. How are you going?
Really well, thank you. 50 years old last year. Was there any form of celebration, or did COVID have its own plans?
No, COVID kicked our ass, Spencer.
Mm.
We had to shut down. We had celebrations planned. We had a show planned around it. We weren't able to do any of that. We did put together a beautiful photographic exhibition of photographs from the last 50 years, which we put in the foyer at the end of the year, and that'll be going online. But, no, it was really hard. So, you know, I have to say, 51 is the new 21, so we'll be celebrating this year by getting on stage and putting on some great shows and getting back to doing what we do.
I saw Triple X, which was your last production, and I think from memory from what you said at the opening night, it literally had previewed, then you had COVID, then you had a year on opening night, and I think you made the comment it's the longest period between a preview night and an opening night ever, but then Triple X was shut down again last week by the shutdown, wasn't it?
I know. We lost the last few shows. So there is a lot of audience that didn't get to see it that wanted to see it, which was really sad. That poor show has just been kicked at both ends by COVID. But
it won't disappear. It'll come back.
No. It was a great show. We had a great season. The people who saw it loved it. And, you know, it's going to go on down south. Sydney Theatre Company is our partner in the show. So there'll be a season down south. And by that point, we'll all be jumping on planes so people can go down to Sydney and see it. And I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful piece of writing.
The Queensland Theatre Company is the... calling it that because, you know, it just rolls off the tongue more easily than Queensland Theatre.
Okay.
Queensland Theatre is our great Queenslander this morning. You're one of the so-called big four government-funded arts organisations in Brisbane, the others being the orchestra, the ballet, the opera. What are the pros and cons of being one of the big four? What sort of pressure does that put on you? And at the same time, what does it allow you to do?
Trying to be the centre for theatre in Queensland is a pretty huge ask. It's such a huge state. And part of the remit of the company is that we're not Brisbane Theatre Company. Well, it's not like Sydney Theatre and Melbourne Theatre. We are Queensland Theatre. So our job is to reach out to the whole state and to make sure we're connecting with audiences across the state. So we have a lot of programs that run around the company that are not just about the shows that we put on in the Bill Brown Theatre in Brisbane. Things like the Scene Project, which is one of our education programs, which goes out across the whole state. We work with 100 schools around the state to actually look at what it is to write a new play and make a new play. And so we work with drama teachers and students to create a new work every year. So things like that, it's kind of part of the pressure of being the state's theatre company, but it's also one of the great advantages in that we get to do work like that. So, you know, later this year we'll be doing some work up in Cairns. We've got a writing project up there at the moment. And we try to reach around as far as we can around this great, big, beautiful state with all of the challenges that that entails. You know, we're in the scheme of the country, the home for the work of Torres Strait Islanders. So that's a pretty big responsibility that the State Theatre Company has to encompass. So, again, great challenges that come with being one of the big four. But also, you know, it's great to be the great big beating heart of theatre in Queensland, you know. We're connected to all of these smaller great companies around the state. But, you know, we get to put on the things that sit at the heart of the theatre enterprise in this state.
Theatre lovers in Brisbane and Queensland probably feel a great sense of ownership over Queensland theatre, and that can lead to passionate criticism at times. And you've copped it a bit over a lack of First Nations pieces this year, and your season opener this year was subject to a scathing review by Phil Brown, who said, "There's 3 hours I'll never get back." How do you, as an artistic director, deal with that sort of passionate criticism, which no doubt comes from a good place, must make you question your own judgment sometimes and your grand plan for the company?
Look, Spencer, I tend to listen to the audience rather than critics, to be really honest. And yes, I know I have critics sitting in the audience, but I just think Phil Brown was straight wrong about that. to be really honest. And I had a lot of our subscribers coming up to me and saying, what was he talking about? That's one of the world's great classics and we love getting to see it. So I think I have to be in as passionate a conversation with the passionate opposition to make sure that there's a great breadth of storytelling and types of story on our stage. We don't have any First Nations work on the stage in Brisbane this year. We'll be having some work up in Cairns, and that's part of the greater work of the company in making sure that the work that we do is not just in Brisbane, but in other parts of the state as well. So one of the reasons, I mean, COVID is part of the reason why we didn't have First Nations work on our Brisbane stage. I'm not trying to make any excuses in that space, because obviously that's a great part of our remit. First Nations work sits at the heart of Queensland Theatre, always has and always will be a part of what we do. The work that Wesley Enoch did 10 years ago in making sure that First Nations sits at the heart of what we do will never disappear. And we've made great investments in the last year in that First Nations space. And I think Brisbane audiences and Queensland audiences and audiences around the country are going to benefit from that investment in the years to come. I mean, the state has always been a great discoverer, nurturer and developer of First Nations artists, people like Wesley, people like Leah Purcell, Rachel Mazza, Jimmy Barney. I mean, we got to see Jimmy Barney on stage in our town at the beginning of the year. We're going to see him on stage later this year and next year in Othello. And, artists like Jimmy are moving around the country. They're some of our great artistic leaders. He's going to be George in Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with State Theatre Company in South Australia later this year. I kind of feel that part of the job of the company is to identify and promote these great artists. So, there's always going to be criticism. We program 8 shows a year. I can't do everything in those 8 shows every year. But if you look across years at what the company has achieved and will continue to achieve, I think the people of Queensland can be really proud of this company. And, yes, they do own it. They have built this company over 50 years. Yeah. One of the great things I get to do is choose the works that go on this stage, and I take that responsibility very seriously. I sometimes wish our critics could look at the breadth of what we do, and frankly, I go head to head with Phil Brown about talking about the importance of a work like Our Town. When we saw our young audiences sitting in the Bill Brown space, responding so positively to a classic work of theatre, I think it was a really encouraging reminder that that classic works move across time and space, and that that's one of the great powers of theatre.
I want to move on. I think you're giving us a great sense of the point that I was trying to make with the question, which is that it can be really challenging to keep everyone happy, especially when you are the artistic director of one of the big four arts companies in Brisbane. Before we run out of time, Taming of the Shrew, May 8 is your next production. Is it a contemporary take on this?
Well, it's a displaced take. It's set in the sort of a fantasy 1920s, 1930s. So there can be some great frocks. There's going to be a bit of chaos of the filmmaking world. And it's a really lively and fun interpretation of one of Shakespeare's great and difficult plays. So there are a lot of challenges in that one, and I'll be really interested to see what audiences make of it. Damien Ryan is a beautiful director of Shakespeare. He's one of Australia's great directors. The cast is in the rehearsal room as we speak, having an amazing time with one of the planet's great works. So I can't wait for the audience to meet this play. It's going to be a lot of fun.
One of the planet's great works. What a great way of describing Shakespeare. Taming of the Shrew from May 8 at the Billy Brown Theatre, Queensland Theatre Company. Our great Queenslander this morning.